You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Tonight, Pelicans taking on the Bulls. We'll speak with the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans in a matter of minutes. What he had to think, what he thought of the game against the Hawks, and obviously what he'd like to see or what he wants to see or expects to see, however you want to see it, tonight. Pelicans and Bulls will do that. A few more bites from head coach Sean Payton coming up here as well. Your phone calls, tweets, rest of the way after as well. We'll talk to Brennan and Thad coming up at 2:15. We'll introduce you to who those guys are here coming up as we're live at El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland, Highway number 1, right off of Highway 90. You can't miss it. It's right there on your right if you're coming off of any towards down south. And plenty of menu items to choose from. Promise you'll leave happy. Daily 3 to 7 happy hour specials. On Fridays, 3 to 11, the margaritas are at special price there as well. And from 6 to 8 on Wednesdays, you have Kids Night. Some specials for the kiddies. And, you know, balloons and, you know, little treats for them. Live music here as well at El Paso routinely. So definitely stop by, make that part of your dinner routine every now and then. I promise you, it is delicious. And you get, like, three things to dip your chips in when you sit down at the table. Not that I have had any of that just yet.
You destroyed that entree.
Well, I mean, the enchiladas al carbón are not too bad. They're not too bad.
But looking at your point, you liked it a lot. It's
fajita meat on top of enchiladas. Yes, yeah, I did like it a lot. That is for sure. 800-998-1003 will be the number to call if you'd like to chime in, or at ESPN Radio NOLA the rest of this hour. And as always, hour number three is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. It's over on St. Charles Avenue, 2025 is the address. Here's the best part. Any delivery or any orders over $20, free delivery. 522-3864. Look it up online if you can't remember the number, but say you want an 18-year-old Japanese whiskey like Yamasaki. It's over $20. Boom, it's done. Most of the liquors you go get at a grocery store or something over $20, you have to go pick it up. $20, you get free delivery to your place. They also, if you go over there, sell wine by the glass. They have a deli. You can have a little something to eat as well, a cigar room if you want to lounge around and relax, all of that and more. At NT Graph is the way to follow the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans here on the Pelicans Radio Network. Over on Twitter, Todd, how you doing this afternoon in Chicago, man?
Doing great, Gus. Another game day.
Doing great,
Yeah, I can hear it. You hear it? Do you hear it in his voice? I hear it too. You're a little nervous about this evening, aren't you? And I don't mean the Pels.
Oh, I could care less what's going on in Los Angeles.
We've lost
the last two World Series in our own building. I've watched two teams dogpile in Chavez Ravine, so I'm expecting more of the same tonight.
I was going to say, because, you know, you sent me a picture of the Cubs team store and we're yucking it up at 75% off of merchandise and gear. Buy yourself a Joe Madden shirt, 75% off.
75%.
I was surprised you didn't get one, you know, in case Jack. Hey, no doubt. Look, man, Chicago, there's no snow just yet. And Zion was asked this morning at Shoot Around what it's like to actually play there. You're getting sort of a Zion experience in terms of you're getting your first tour of arenas now that you're calling NBA. Dude, I know you aren't like a Bulls or Cub fan like I am, but that's one of those arenas where you walk in, you look up in the rafters, and you know who played there.
No question about it, Gus. We were sitting there at Shoot Around today in our broadcast location. As a matter of fact, we are on the floor tonight, so that's a welcome change after being up in the rafters in Atlanta. But, you know, you look up, and there's the six banners, and you see the retired jersey banners with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. And, you know, you're at the United Center where it truly is the house that Michael built. Remember, his first three rings were won at Old Chicago Stadium. So this arena was built where Jordan won three rings. And it really is a historic place. It's kind of an old building now because it was built in the late 90s, but, you know, it still has that new feel to it, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people there tonight. You know, there were over 15,000 people in Atlanta the other night for a preseason game, and I would venture many more than half of them were there to see Zion Williamson. And quite frankly, Gus, when we've seen the media scrums in these first two preseason mm-hmm. games for shoot-arounds, you know, I'm talking to Jim Eichenhofer and Daniel Salerson. They can't believe their eyes how many media are there to cover preseason games. But I think we better resign ourselves to the fact that's the way it's going to be. Everywhere we go for the first time at least, it's all Zion all the time.
You know, it's incredible. You mentioned that just not only the scrum and how it sort of is, but, you know, and again, it's not anything about AD. It's just that he's connected with so many young players and athletes as well and fans. And then, look, he was your wife's a Duke. You watched Duke basketball as well as we all did because he was just incredible to watch in college. There's a lot of people that want to know how he's going to be as a pro. And you go back to Monday, I mean, you had even a chance to warm up the vocal cords there, Todd, and you had to call a bank shot off the glass and down the baseline, throw it down with the right hand jam.
No doubt about it. I mean, I got to be ready to go at all times. You know, I'm trying to spout some knowledge, tell people how smart I think I am, and all of a sudden Zion's ramming it with a right hand. And if you hear the open tonight, you know, Daniel was very good in putting that highlight in because, quite frankly, and it's the same doing Tulane all those years. You don't remember what you say. You're just kind of in the moment. But, I had a blast the other night, and it's only going to get better because this team's only going to get better. And I think we saw again how deep they are. Alvin Gentry played 15 of the 20. When you think about it, the Pels were up by over 20 points, actually were leading 110 to, I want to say, 87 after three quarters, which could be a final score, and that's three quarters. He had 110 points.
Right.
And Daniel and I are talking about, it's like, we haven't even seen Nikhil, Frank Jackson, or Jackson Hayes. Those guys didn't even play up to that point. So, I tell you, it's going to be fun. It's only the first game, another one tonight, but it's all about trying to get guys minutes, build chemistry, as we head to Toronto in a little less than 2 weeks.
Speaking to Todd Graffinini, voice of the Pelicans, you can catch that game here at 7 o'clock, beginning with the Pelicans podcast at 6 and Pelicans tip-off at 6:30 when you guys take over. Todd, I think what's going to be unique throughout the season, I'll ask you this every week when we talk in every game, you're doing the same thing we are, and you're doing the same thing Coach Gentry is. Everyone's trying to learn what this team is, and what you take out of it, what you extrapolate out of it. It's a new roster, new group of guys. Monday was the first time you saw guys. I mean, you've seen workouts, but against other opponents. How do they work against other opponents and get to know one another? So when I ask you the following, you're doing the same thing we all did. What stood out to you? What did you like about what you saw? For me, Todd, it was I liked Zion hanging in around the paint area. That's where he's going to operate. Not having yet 16 points out of 130 plus. You saw guys that were shooters shoot. You saw guys attack the rim. You saw guys pushing the ball. You saw them make adjustments on the defensive end after the first quarter. I just saw a lot of things that you can build on, and it was really no, I guess, hey, stop this, or this is what they're doing. The Pels were kind of what Nicola Melli told me at Media Day. We can play a handful of different styles.
No question, and what jumped out at me were three things. And, again, no particular order, Gus. First of all, Lonzo Ball took 8 3-pointers, and he made 3 of them. He was actually 3 for 6 before he missed his last 2. That tells me, and we all talked about his shooting motion and how his shooting has improved, you know, watching him during the workouts in training camp. Yep. Taking 8 3-pointers, which was the most attempts on the team, tells me he's getting confidence in that shot and he's not afraid to put it up. And that's what I really like about it. You're not going to take 8 3-pointers if you don't think that they're going to go in, you know, unless you're James Harden and you're just jacking threes just to jack threes. But I like the confidence that he's showing in himself to take those shots. And one of those that he made was a very difficult shot, Gus. You're talking about a step to the left and a step back three that was nothing but net. So that was good. Number two, Nicolò Melli can flat out play, and he is a very intelligent basketball player, not only on the offensive side, but defensively as well. He had steals. I think he was on the court for 30 seconds, and it was like he had two steals already and was leading fast breaks. But he is a very good passer. Mm-hmm. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but that's not a problem at all, because we've seen him in workouts, and he's had scrimmages where he hasn't missed from downtown. So we all know he can shoot the ball, but he is absolutely going to play a role in this team. And the third thing, Gus, and we had him on in the post game immediately following, was Jahlil Okafor. People really forget that this guy, A, can play, and B, when Derek Favors takes a breather, whatever that's going to be, you're not going to lose anything with Okafor coming off the bench. Jahlil Okafor played just under 15 minutes the other night, and he had 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. He was all over the offensive glass. So again, that's just three things right off the top of my head, Gus. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen tonight. We'll see how the minutes are distributed. Zion played the most minutes the other night. He played nearly 28 minutes, which is a lot. I would not expect him to play as much tonight. And then we'll see, if some of the guys that did not play the other night, Jalen Adams, Javon Bass, Cavell Bigby-Williams, Josh Gray, are going to get some time. Nikhil played 15 minutes. Frank Jackson played 16 minutes. Are they going to get a little more action tonight? Jackson Hayes only played 5 minutes. So we'll see how the minutes are distributed.
Yeah, hey, Todd. We actually asked a question out on Twitter. What are you most looking forward to seeing tonight in the Pelicans' second preseason game? And one of those was the Dominator on Twitter. And he said, I want to see Frank Jackson, how he will adjust or will not take over all of his minutes. So that's one of the things that our fans are looking forward to seeing. And then obnoxiously blunt Greenwave on Twitter said, more defense. Williams said, no injuries. Zion on Twitter, which is his nickname on Twitter, said he's looking forward to seeing Zion. And Jeffrey said dunks and all the dunks. And then Brody looks like it's his favorite player. Let's go Lonzo.
Let me throw in one thing into that, Todd. Could we see Frank Jackson maybe a short being or two since he can run the offense?
At this point, Gus, you can see anything. And Alvin Gentry's talked about it. It's really a positionless team. I think Derek Favors and Jahlil Okafor, you would say mostly are fives, but this is a team that if you grab the rebound, a defensive rebound, you push the ball up the floor. You're not waiting for a guard you're not waiting for Lonzo Ball or Frank Jackson. If you're Zion, you get the ball, you go. If you're Brandon Ingram, you get the ball, you go. So that's the way Alvin Gentry wants to play it. And he's mentioned after the game the pace was the way he wanted it. He did say that we got to get better defensively. Now I'm going to ask him in the pregame tonight, now that he's watched the tape of the game against Atlanta, if there was anything else that caught his eye. But he liked the pace. He liked the fact that the Pels attempted 45 threes. That's the way the NBA is now. They want to jack up 40 threes a night. That is just the way it's going to be. So, we shot 38% the other night, which you'll take if you're going to attempt 45 of them. But the pace was there. I mentioned that Coach talked about how he thought they didn't play enough defense. Well, they still forced 26 turnovers, Gus, so they did something right on the defensive end. Matter of fact, I just shorted them. They forced 29 turnovers. So they did something right on the defensive end. But,
wow.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But, Gus, if you look at the scores of these preseason games and if you watch the scroll and the ticker, teams are scoring 130 points a game. That's just the way it is now. And if the Pels can tighten things up as the season starts and really gets into the glut of it, if you're holding teams to 100, 105 points,
I'm going to go out on a thick limb here. The Pelicans are going to win a boatload of basketball games because we will score.
Todd, final thing from you. Look, obviously, with the Bulls, it's an interesting organization as they're trying to kind of get back into the mix of things over there in the East. Give us a tidbit or two that we should know about Chicago.
Yeah, they were a dreadful basketball team last year, Gus. They were 22-60. And Jim Boylan, you know, has the task of just trying to turn things around. He's in his second season. This is a very, very young team, Gus. This is the third youngest team in the league. As training camp started, they're averaging about 24 years old as far as their entire roster. You know, Kobe White, a kid from North Carolina who was the seventh pick in the draft, a lot of the kind of hopes of the future is going to be on his shoulders. You'll see Zach LaVine tonight, who's probably their best player, Chris Dunn, Otto Porter. But, yeah, this is a team that's just trying to turn it around, and, you know, they – tell you what, they hosted Milwaukee the other night, Gus, and Milwaukee literally didn't play anybody. I mean, the entire lineup did not play 1 minute, including Giannis, and Milwaukee beat them 122-112. So that kind of shows you where Chicago's at right now. Though I will say this, Chicago has been really bit by the injury bug. They've had a lot of guys miss time in camp, so we'll see who plays tonight. But yeah, this is a Bulls team that's really trying to find itself after just 22 wins a year ago.
And it's the way to follow him over on Twitter. As always, man, appreciate the time and enjoy being in the fine city of Chicago. Feel free to get any of the discounted merchandise at any of the Cub team stores, the airport, the works, because, you know, we're not in the postseason, so everything's on sale, Todd. Everything's on sale.
No thanks, Gus. Trying to quit.
There it is. All right. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. There he goes, Ty Graffinini at NT Graph. You can listen to him tonight at 7. He didn't seem too happy, does he, Jordan? Doesn't seem.
He's just very nervous because he's going to be playing in the same building that Michael Jordan, you know, dominated.
No, it's about his Dodgers on the verge. And don't think I won't let him. It's a long off season when you have that many wins throughout the regular season and basically losing the first round. See, this is why you just say it's over. See, in April, it's over.
And then if it happens, it happens.
Right. I'm ready for them not being in the postseason. It's over. Him, you don't most dominant team in baseball.
Hey, you set your expectations high, and you're looking to fall very hard.
There you go. Exactly right. Hey, quick break. We come back. We'll speak with Thad and Brennan about some of the area's things to talk about here, if you know what I'm talking about. Well I'm going to ask them. When we're gonna?
No, we're not.
Have you with the?
We're not
the food
doing
sheriff's
that.
Office.
My dad already said that he's not letting me do it.
Well, you're your own grown man.
Nope.
Exactly right. Hey, we got a gift card still here for you. If you can do 3 push-ups, you can come in and do 3 push-ups. A $25 gift card to El Paso Mexican Grill over in Highway 1 over in Raceland. Come on by. We'll still be here, obviously, at 3:00. You got margarita specials from 3 on. Today here as well. Plus, kids night, 6 to 8 o'clock tonight here as well. Some treats for the kiddies as well. We'll talk to local fine public information officers in the air. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
When you're juggling multiple things just to get the job done, sometimes equipment on your work site sits idle or will be used for something else, like your skid steer being used as a bird bath or your excavator becoming a back scratcher. But idle equipment costs you and your work site time and money, which is why United Rentals is combining equipment, data, safety, and expertise to help your worksite perform better. To learn more, visit unitedrentals.com.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
And now, smooth thoughts from Goodyear Auto Service.
As a technician, I love to see smooth rides drive by. Hey, man, because we offer lifetime balancing and rotation for every tire we sell. Looking smooth, Billy.
This has been Smooth Thoughts from Goodyear Auto Service. Now through October 13th, get up to $200 back by online or mail-in rebate on select sets of four Goodyear Eagle tires when you use your Goodyear credit card. To learn more, visit GoodyearAutoService.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dan Levitard Show podcast.
Andy Ruiz writes to Stephen A. Smith, I encourage you to do your research before insulting my career. I know boxing isn't your lane, but if you're going to talk about boxing, please study and know what you're saying. A very reasonable response from the heavyweight champion of the world.
Very dangerous.
Yep.
Stephen A. will take the belt from him.
Do you want more from the Dan Levitard Show? Download the podcast right now on iTunes or on the ESPN app.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I love it. I love when I hear that music. I can only mean one thing. Brendan Mathurin, PIO, the LaFouche Parish. I can't. Why can I not say that? I said it the entire way I practiced. The LaFouche Parish Sheriff's. Oh, see, I got to say it that slow. I don't know why I can't say it.
It just
fast.
Rolls off the tongue, Gus. But I noticed Jordan left really quickly when I got here. Like, I mean, he flew out of here.
Really quickly.
Like he had warrants.
As the beauty of it is the beauty of it is he brought his dad today.
Yeah, I got to meet him.
Actually, his grandfather, too. So we got all the Klee Bears here in the house. And then he tried to invoke the, my dad said I can't do it clause when we told him that he's going to go visit, pay a nice little visit to the jail and say hello to the inmates there and you know, the fine folks spending a little time there. And then get tased.
His dad had a different story. His dad's all about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So. No. Well, that's sort of, we'll make that happen at some point in time. You wouldn't happen to have a taser on you.
Not
you?
On
okay.
Me.
Oh.
We can find one, though.
Because you know I would do it, too. Did you see how fast he looked at me? He's like, he went, uh-oh. He would make that happen. No, exactly
cat,
right.
Cat-like reflexes.
Hey, who's here with you today? Thad Angelos. Angelos. God. I asked you, too, how to say it, too. It's Angelos, part of the Greater LaFouche Port Commission.
Correct.
Right?
Got it. You're saying a lot of LaFouche today.
You would think I speak for a living. I don't understand why I'm so difficult today. I'm still on vacation, guys. I'm sorry. I just lots of microbrews up in Vermont, and you know,
that's understandable.
The tongue's still lazy, you know, from just a few. Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for stopping by, Thad.
I'm doing well. I was wondering how does it feel to actually experience fall weather, Gus?
It was winter. Wow. I say that for them, it was it's 37. I woke up 37 in the morning on Friday, and Saturday was in the lower 40s, and I wasn't joking when I said, that's winter here, right? I mean, like, we hit 30s, what normally happens? What do you normally have to do? School's closed, right? Because pipes freeze, schools may close.
It's funny you say that. I saw a post last night asking the sheriff's office, hey, when the cool front comes in next week, is school going to close?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And they were being ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as we might think. But we do get those questions.
Yeah, it's true, right? Because, I mean, the roads freeze. I mean, over there in the port, I mean, we're going to have icebergs, you know, over there. I mean, it's nuts, but over there it's just like it's no big deal. I told that to some people. They're like, you're kidding me, right? I'm like, no, we won't feel this. I mean, how many times did we get in the 30s last year?
Not enough.
No.
I don't know.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's not even a dozen days,
and,
right? Would you
and
say?
Look, this guy I brought with me, Thad, yeah. is the jinx when it comes to the wind. If we get snow, it's always Thad's fault.
Okay.
That's just generally how we look at things, because he tends to predict these things. He keeps us updated on the weather side of things. So if it ever snows,
gotcha.
It's always Thad's
so
fault.
So tell us what you do a little bit, Thad.
Yeah, so I've worked for the Grey LaFouche Port Commission for about a year now. Mm-hmm. I handle grants and also communications. So in the communications realm, obviously me and Brennan have a lot of communication we do with each other, and we're actually part of a PIO working group. So, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of overlap. I mean, recently, you know, this summer we had the storm that affected our area. So there obviously when something like that happens is really when we kind of hit the ground running, and we really do a lot of work trying to communicate to the public what's going on, what do they need to know ad nauseum. You know, I feel like you can't do enough of that in terms of using social media, Twitter, all those platforms to really tell the community what's happening. And with our port down there in Port Fourchon, it's a critical access point, you know, for the oil and gas industry and the tenants that we have that work offshore. So when that roadway was closed for a while, you know, it was a major impact on the GDP for the entire country. You know, to the tune of, you know, over $900 million was lost as a result of
wow.
that roadway being shut down, that stretch between Golden Meadow to Leeville.
Right.
So obviously, you know, there's that when you're communicating those messages, it's very important to, customers, to everyone that has interest down that way.
That's incredible. And obviously, look, I'm not going to knock on wood just yet, but it's been a relatively quiet sort of season as well. We have gotten away with some decent weather. And I guess even, like, I was joking about it when it gets cold, but for the most part, yeah, I mean, it's the same impact. Doesn't need to be a storm if you have icy roads or you have, you know, heavy rains that come through sometimes with these cold fronts or things of that nature could affect it as well.
Absolutely. And I know a couple of years ago, Brennan would be more in touch with this maybe than I am because I wasn't with the port at the time, but that elevated highway that stretches and goes all the way down to Fourchon, I tell you what, there was some icing on that bridge, something that you would think that you would really never see, but that did occur, and I know that that definitely caused a lot of problems when that happened.
Well, and look, this as you mentioned, having that storm this summer with Barry, it really helps us. You know, we all kind of look at that in government circles as a test run. You kind of, you know, try to predict what's going to happen. You know, Thad and I work on our communications plans as far as informing residents and letting people know. And like you said, you know, especially when it comes to the closure of LA 1, look, you know, one of the common questions that we get all the time is, when are you guys closing LA 1? Well, the answer is hopefully we're not, but we're going to keep it open as long as possible, for the monetary reasons that Thad just talked about. So ultimately, we have a lot of responsibility to make sure, in Thad's case, that all the port tenants and the people coming to work, leaving work, making sure they get out on time and stuff like that. And of course, for us, you know, again, people going to Grand Isle, trying to check on their camps and come back. So something like that this summer really helped us to work on our communications, just our back and forth. Like, hey, man, we're doing this tomorrow morning. Like, you know, make sure you guys, you know, just want to make sure you're informed. So like me, Thad, you know, has lived in public service for a while now, and we both got our start in sports media. So that gives us a lot in common. But you know, working with this guy has been awesome for our citizens and your listeners here in the LaFouche Parish area. We're just constantly trying to get better and keep them better informed.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little sports here at the about to go into the next break. We'll do that coming out. I just want to ask you one quick bit of business that you do here as well, because you mentioned October is your busy month,
man,
with everything that's going on. Look, I love October, and in the 4 days that I was gone, I started like mid-September. I'm a weirdo. I love Halloween, so my house has been spooked since mid-September. But you're seeing it now around everywhere. Everyone has their little Halloween stuff, dude. Anything you guys do particular, because I know what Halloween's a Thursday night this year on the 31st. Anything you guys do the weekend before, anything that you want to kind of throw out there? Because I know a lot of communities do, like, I think like Lafreniere Park does like a park and boo or something of that nature the weekend before.
We don't do anything specific to Halloween,
right.
But we do have plans on Halloween night, which I'll touch on in a minute. But to get to, I guess, to your point, is not this Saturday but next, We do have a big event, and it's not just us at the Sheriff's Office in Lafourche, but Terrebonne Sheriff's Office. In fact, all of the first responders really in a tri-parish area are going to come together in Thibodaux for the Bayou Region Public Safety Expo. Cooper, my son who turned two this weekend, yep. One of his favorite things is big trucks. So if your kid likes big trucks like mine does, you know, you can definitely come out there, and there will be plenty of those. All of our huge equipment, Gus, you know, our motorcycles, canine, we have
canines, Jordan, you heard that, huh?
Yeah. I hope they don't pick up his scent, but so maybe don't let Jordan come. But other than that, it's a really cool deal. It's from 10 to 2 on Saturday, October 19th. That's one of our primary events in October. We also, it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and for sure your listeners can relate to that topic as it has become such a big topic in sports, especially in the NFL. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we have a big event every year to highlight domestic violence awareness. And this year, Thursday, October 24th, right here in Raceland at the Lafourche Central Market, not far from here, we'll have our candlelight vigil that night. And you can check out all this stuff on social media on our website, lpso.net. I guess getting back to your original point for Halloween, we do what we call a blue light special patrol. And that's an old name when, you know, Kmart used to be around with the blue light special. So we have every deputy that has a take home unit, which is about 100 employees. Every deputy that has a take home unit will patrol the entire parish from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., which is the peak times of trick or treating. We don't have set times, but those are the peak times. And we'll be out there just making sure everybody's safe, making sure, you know, everybody's kind of obeying, you know, the laws, looking out for traffic. We'll have the lights running just to remind people that we're there. And the best part about that is if something does happen, which there's typically at least some minor incident or a little injury or something, we're right there in every neighborhood to be able to catch it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's hopefully you get some nice weather and you get some folks out there. And look, anytime you see that light or something like that, it just adds a little sense of caution and cause for it, because, Brennan, you know, for some reason, people still like to go like 50 on a 20 in my neighborhood, and I don't understand why when kids are in dogs and everyone else is being walked and running around. So just keep that in mind, folks, on a daily basis, much less on Halloween. Hey, Hour 3 is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Anything you get, free delivery on orders of $20, right? Plus, if you go pay them a visit, they sell wine by the glass. Want to get a little something to eat? There's a deli, cigar room to help relax there as well. When we come back, we'll ask Thad and Brendan their thoughts on the Colonels. Both of them Nichols grads, right?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Your thoughts on them and their season so far, plus your take on the Saints getting ready to play Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars. You have the full beard going, Thad. Have you ever thought, Brendan, about the mustache?
No, that's the only thing by policy that we're allowed to have, but not by itself.
Okay,
no.
All right, see?
Absolutely.
No, we're not even looking at you, Jordan. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Car shopping? You gotta go to GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store for easy, low, low payments. Upgrade to the all-new 2019 Camry and get $4,500 off MSRP.
And $4,500 off.
What a truck. Shop today with the biggest rebates of the year on all remaining 2019 Tundras.
Plus, big discounts.
Shop today at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where everyone gets a great deal. Camry MSRP 37,433. Model 2550. $2,500 rebate. $2,000 discount plus TTNL.
To the people of House District 54, this is Donnie Lurio, a candidate for state representative. I am a lifelong resident of the district. My parents are Linda and William Lurio. I am married to the late Gretchen Gisclair Lurio and the proud parent of T-Don and Lindy. Our family is of Catholic faith, and we are 100% pro-life. As a successful small business owner with conservative values, I feel that I am prepared to serve the people of District 54 as your next state representative. On October 12th, please vote for me, Donnie Lurio, number 88, paid for by Donnie Lurio campaign.
Don't get fooled by the other guys. The prices are falling at Homeless Clayton Homes. Don't miss the Red Tag Blowout Sale. $10,000 discounts on any homes in stock or ordered if you have a trade. Plus, financing programs available specifically for your trades. Hometown programs continue with their single parent programs, SSI disability programs, and new home buyer programs. Homeless Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check them out on Facebook.
I'm officially a Vivid Seats Hall of Famer.
A what?
Vivid Seats launched a new app with Vivid Seats Rewards. And I earn credit on every purchase I make through the new Vivid Seats app. The more live events you attend, the more you earn.
Was it hard to join?
Nope. All I had to do was download the Vivid Seats app and use it to buy my tickets. The more you spend through the app, the more credits you earn.
Don't just get any seat. Get a Vivid Seat.
Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary, beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Yes, Gardner Minshew, quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sean Payton this morning.
Well, he's smart. He had that ability to make plays. You could tell he was a tremendous leader. All those intangibles.
That was in the scouting process. Head coach Sean Payton was talking about that. Thad Angelos.
That's it.
It's better than the first time. Don't shake your head at me. You didn't even know who Brennan was earlier today. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Be truthful. Don't lie in front of the police, man. You don't lie in front of the police.
We get it all the time. It's all right, Jordan.
Can you tell? There are certain tells, right? Nervous nature, right? Repetitive words. There's a couple tells.
Jordan looks like the kind of guy that would say, well, these aren't my pants.
Yeah, exactly.
When you find something in his pocket. He's that guy.
The old, just a little pat. Just a, oh.
By the way, that excuse never works.
Never works? So if I was to say, these are
That's not going to work.
I've never had an instance, though, where somebody was wearing somebody else's pants. Like a name was scratched in on him or somebody else's wallet. Well, then he could have gotten that wallet. Yeah.
I mean.
It's hard to explain how those would not be your pants.
Yeah. That would lead to another round of questioning, I think.
You would be surprised. He would try very. He's the George Costanza of radio.
Yeah, we listen to him.
No, he absolutely would. He would make himself believe the pants he has are not actually his pants. You see? They're not my pants. That's the first thing that came out of it. All right, both of you guys are colonels. Nickel State, it took them forever to finally get home. First four games out there on the road. And then they finally came back. How nice was it to actually see the team here at home in Guidry Stadium, you know, Thad, and then to get the win, 34-14, a conference win, but just be back at home. It's crazy. I think their first home game was October.
Yeah, originally I didn't know what I was going to do when the season began. I looked at that schedule and I saw how long we were actually going to be on the road. So I actually took a trip with my 13-year-old son and I went to Kansas State. So okay. I traveled 17 hours to go see my Colonels play and root them on. Obviously, you know, you play in FBS teams, that's going to be a challenge and it's going to be difficult. As we've kind of gotten into conference play, played a good Prairie View team, beat them, opened up conference with a win at SFA. But, yeah, coming home was just, wow, it was great. It was great to see those guys. And we have such home field advantage. I think 12 of the last 13 we've won now at Guidry Stadium. So, really, that home field advantage is strikingly clear when you see our Colonels go out on the field. And you know, I was talking to one of my buddies who's, you know, we talked after the game and even during the game was going on, and we said to ourselves, like, wow, what is this? You know, Central Arkansas came in as the 10th ranked team in the country.
Right.
The way we came out, though, you could tell it all started kind of come together. We had an All-American, Sully Lesh, who was back at full strength. So our defensive side of the ball looked really good. Chase Forcade was clicking on all cylinders, and it really, you know, you say it all the time in radio and in sports in general, but it truly was a total team performance, and we really dominated, so it was great to see.
Brennan, you've done this back in the day, obviously hosting a show. Look, we always call it the bounce-back game, right? When you lose 24-3 and only put up 3 points over there at Texas State. When we talked to Coach Rebo, you just had to match. It's one of those things where, forget the tape, just get us back on the field. Like, you couldn't wait to get back out there and did it. Thad, you mentioned Chase being on point. that just comes across to me as somebody just in that offense, just get us back on the field. We're better than just putting up 3 points in that.
Yeah, and I think, too, the fans are more realistic and understand the situation. Like Thad said, you play two FBS teams. I think, you know, we got spoiled a little bit last year beating Kansas on the road, but I think fans understand, finally, what the expectations are in those games. And certainly you would like to go out and perform well, and maybe you get a win against an FBS team on the road. But the reality is those teams are hoping that they get a victory over you, and that's why they bring you in. And, you know, every now and then you shock somebody. But it's a matter of pride, certainly for the university, to play your heart out, and you want to see what you have against the best, against those better teams. From the standpoint of Nichols, though, like I was saying, I think the fans finally have a realistic expectation and understand. Back when we were in school in the late 90s and early 2000s, you know, the campus looked a lot different than it does now. And fans had a loss was a loss and a win was a win, and it didn't really matter. And back then, you might have had 2-3 tents for tailgating. Listening to Dr. Jay Kloon at lunchtime, now there's over 100 tents at the tailgating. It's all kind of in a central area, and it's a big family community. But the campus looks different. It's just a matter of pride for this community and for these football players and getting out there every day. And I think that's what you saw on display on Saturday, was finally getting to perform in front of those fans, in front of that home crowd. This team was pumped up. They were fired up. Clearly, they were motivated. And look behind that that senior in Chase Forcade. I mean, they know they've got a rock star back there, a quarterback to lead them to victory every week.
Saturday at 3 o'clock, Northwestern Stadium's family day there, Thad. So to Brendan's point, you're going to have another fun atmosphere there. Look, at 3-2, three of those wins, or two of those three wins, they're conference, you know. So your conference goals are still there despite the two losses.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're at a point now where that Central Arkansas game, I feel like, you know, you play a 10th-ranked team in the country that had a lot of success early in the season. Obviously, that was huge for in terms of momentum. And it's just, you know, it's like carrying it forward. And I believe at this point in time, especially after seeing this last game, I feel like, you know, we're at the point in the season where everything has come into focus. You know, offense is complementing offense, and you know, I expect another great performance, you know, from Nichols this weekend.
Got to ask you all this before we wrap up the segment here. Saints, man, go and play, obviously, Jacksonville, play that bite about Sean Payton, talk about Gardner Minshew. Look, it's crazy. I mentioned at the beginning of the show how many storylines in the NFL they've been already this week or this season through 5 weeks. And the Saints seem involved some way, shape, or form, like Kevin Bacon, right? The Kevin Bacon game. And like you look at it, and the Saints are somehow attached to all of it. And here we are. Here's a guy in Jacksonville that's, look, he's brought some life and some positive attention over there in Jacksonville. And Saints get to face him this weekend, right? You know, mustache mania. I mean, they're selling tickets, asking people to show up with their best mustaches are fake ones. So, you know, you look at this season, though, would you have thought that Teddy and the Saints sort of played the way they did with Drew Brees went out that?
I think it's really fascinating. You know, when you make that investment that they made, the Saints consciously thought to themselves, we need to retain a guy who we believe will have the ability to step in and to be that person that we need him to be. And, wow, the powers that be, I mean, look at that decision and how it's panned out. And to see the growth that Teddy's had every week, really getting into the playbook and really having that opportunity. I think this last game really was indicative of what you can see from him when given that full playbook, that full time to really work out. And it's like, you know, a different week, a different challenge, but it seems like the Saints keep rising every time to whatever challenge is placed in front of them. And, you know, like we always think when we look at football or any sport, momentum and how it continues to kind of just ripple and it carries you. And it seems like, you know, that's where the Saints are at right now. They have all the momentum at their back. So it's just up to them to continue that.
I feel like we're kind of pinching ourselves right when we look at Bleacher Report and all these other third-party outlets putting the Saints in the top three, most of them in the top two power rankings.
Yeah.
Our backup. That's been the awesome part about this. I'll take it. I'll take a top five with backup any day. Because being in the dome on Sunday and listening to that slow roar and rise of the crowd, Teddy chants, you finally understood it. And, you know, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, the cool part about this is that, you know, there's no quarterback controversy here, because anywhere else they're chanting the backup quarterback's name, it's a quarterback controversy, and that's not the case.
It's a sign of confidence. It's a sign that we got your back and we're behind you.
Exactly.
I mentioned that to Jordan driving up here, and I mentioned it listening and watching it up in – that just has to make you feel good. I mean, we saw it. We've heard it from the teammates. We heard the coach say we're behind his back. But to hear the stadium get behind him like that, that's got to make you feel good. So,
yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was like you said, it was that true sign that the fans are behind them. Everybody kind of understands the situation, and that has a lot to do, like we talk about with Nichols, that has a lot to do with our football IQ as fans, right? Mm-hmm. Between being Saints fans, LSU fans, Nichols fans over the years, I mean, we maybe more so than anywhere else in the country with those franchises here, we've learned the and not just how football works, but how to be a good fan and how to understand when things unravel. And look, I think the fans understood at that point. Look, regardless of what's going to happen, we need to put our – this guy's playing his heart out. He is balling out there, and we need to support him and show him our support.
You know what's crazy, guys? As we hit the break here, as many as the football teams that are playing really good football, and high school football storyline is pretty good here as well, people talking Pels. You know what they had to do. It's crazy. Preseason basketball, and people can't wait to tune in. It'll be on national television tonight, ESPN New Orleans. Brendan Mathurin and Thad Angelos. Said that right?
Got it.
Why are you shaking your head? You know what we're going to do? After we tase you, when you can get your legs, we're going to toss you a little package of maybe some herbs and just tell you to run as fast as you can. And then a fine officer with a little furry little friend of his going to pat him on the back and go get him. And I want to see just how far he can go. 10 yards, 15 yards, 20. We'll bet on it too. We'll do it. Like, we'll get Mr. Vegas. We'll see how long you can get before one of the police canine dogs gets you. Yeah. How long do you think he can get?
I don't know, but he's not getting any sympathy from a couple of colonels over here. So, do whatever you got to do.
I'm just saying, if you start at zero and you give him like a 5-yard head start, does he get another 5 yards before the canine
gets him?
Gus,
have you seen the video with Mark Ingram?
Yes. Okay, Mark Ingram didn't get very far.
That's what it would look like. that was Mark Ingram.
And that was Mark Ingram. Thank you, fellas, for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. We'll be back to wrap it up here at El Paso Mexican Grill. I can't wait to see this on ESPN New Orleans.
Your lawns need to be cut. Demand a machine that's built to mow the distance. Gravely Mowers always answer the call. From sunrise to sundown since 1916. Zero turns that never quit. Intuitive, easy to use controls, and accommodating all day riding comfort. Find the Gravely Mower to help you get the job done right. Neil's Small Engines with 3 locations, LaRose, Homa, and Thibodeau. 40 years strong. Call 985-693-3347. 985-693-3347.
On October 18th, POV Magazine and The Settlement at Live Oak and Thibodeau are throwing the ultimate family-friendly tailgate to benefit the Bayou Country Children's Museum. The local vendor pop-up market will have food and boutique stocked to get you game day ready. Enjoy live music by DJ Rhett and Big Mike Fazy with Stellar Media, and come find me, Casey Gisler, in the ESPN Radio Game Zone for the best tailgating games. So mark your calendars for Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for the POV Pop-Up Thibodeau Tailgate at the Settlement at Live Oak. For more information, visit povpopup.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Truck Gisclair. The most effective and best long-term solution to rebuilding our coastal wetlands is the use of sediment diversion. The Mississippi and Atchafalaya Rivers are the perfect natural suppliers of sediment. I will work with the CPRA to ensure that our coastal region is rebuilt and designed to sustain the tens of thousands of created acres of coastal wetlands, which serve as critical habitat and a buffer against storm surges. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator, paid for by Jerry Gisclair campaign.
I'm Marla Abel. I've spent my entire career as an attorney in Lafourche Parish, representing private businesses, school districts, police officers, individuals, and even children. And now I'm running to be your next Lafourche Parish District Court judge. Our community deserves a judge who has the integrity to uphold the law and make tough decisions. And I am prepared to be that judge. I humbly ask that this Saturday, October 12th, you vote for me, Marla Abel, for Lafourche Parish District Judge. Paid for by Marla Abel for Judge Campaign Committee.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with live music on Friday nights. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
This is Senator Ed Price, and I'm proud of the results we've accomplished in Baton Rouge. The first teacher pay raise in 10 years, increased funding for K-12 and early childhood education, TOPS fully funded. I helped pass the largest infrastructure investment in Louisiana in the past 30 years to improve our roads and bridges without raising taxes. This is Senator Ed Price, number 55 on the ballot, and I paid for this ad to ask for your vote on October 12th so we can continue the progress for Senate District 2.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, one of the things that is also really cool here as well, did you see what DeMario Davis did over the weekend? Right before the game, he tweeted out there, look, I want to say before the game, right? It'll be the weekend. He did it. They all run together, Jordan. But he got fined $7,000 2 weeks ago for wearing the bandana said Man of God. So then he came out with a pink one, said Women of God, and he was going to donate that as well and did a couple of different versions of it. So he won his appeal yesterday. That he tweeted that he won his appeal. $1,000 with his bandana that he had or headband that he had going on. Donating to St. Dominic Hospital there in Jackson. 100% of the proceeds. And he was, I mean, it was so cool. You see, like, his entire family wearing, you know, if you're a lady, you wear the pink Women of God, Man of God. And if you look at the picture of the school, all the kids are there, you know, Child of God. They got little crosses. And it was so cool to see that. And he just gets it. He's one of those players that, you know, has come into his community, made a ton of difference.
They use his platform.
Oh, it's incredible. But, again, he tweeted they raised $30,000 from the headbands because he had them on sale, on, you know, put a link up there, and he won his appeal. So he took the $7,000 and added to his 30, and he just donated 40 to that school. So I think it's a hospital, St. Dominic Hospital. That's attached to a school. So it's pretty cool, though, right? I mean, to go there and do it. So, look, it was $25 that you had it one size, and you can go get it and get them done. And it was just, I don't know. I'm glad
the NFL decided not to fine him for that because that's just
ridiculous.
And I've
heard this before from the league and say, look, if you allow one person's message, regardless of how whatever, whether you like it or it didn't have to be about religion, be anything. And I think that's what they've always tried to say is, okay, well, what if it's not this and you just want to say, hey, you want to promote something or something of that nature, which is why I remember when Tim Tebow did it a while back, and it was the same thing with the NCAA. If you allow one message, then you have to allow others and things of that nature. But fine. I remember when they said they fined them for that. Look, you know. But it was nice to sort of see that. Anyway, so some of the storylines, as we said, we're looking at, it was Fournette, it's Minshew. Really, to me, my number one storyline is, can the Saints just continue to improve? And what I mean by that is I think every week you're seeing this team get better and better and better. Defensively, the last several weeks, you've seen them get better, right? The D-line got better. More pressure to the quarterbacks has gotten better. The secondary's playing better. The last two games, you see Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Williams play better. The offensive line has gotten a little bit better, right? They weren't that bad against Tampa Bay with the false start. So can they get better and continue to get better? At quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater's gotten better. Can this team continue to get better? And I think you get razor-sharp focus, Jordan, this week. Get as good as you can because I think that game in Chicago would be huge.
Yeah, and I think Sean Payton's play call was on point last week. I thought it was his best one of the season thus far.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more tomorrow. We'll have all that sound from Teddy and Coach and everybody else from the open locker room here as well. Thanks for stopping by if you did, Roy. And Thad, and also Brennan as well. Joey, thank you. Terry, thank you. And thank you to everybody here at El Paso Mexican Grill. Come on by. It's kids' night tonight. And as always, enjoy little El Paso Mexican Grill. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.